I'm Nicole Culver, and in the past 10 years, I have built an amazing business online, a business that has been able to support me, my life, and the things I actually want to be able to do. This is the podcast that's going to show you exactly how you too can quantum leap your business using the principles of energy, spirituality, and yes, marketing too, so you can build your business in the most aligned, powerful way. This podcast is the toolkit to show you exactly how you can step into the new model of business, the new quantum model, so you can get to the other side and know that your business is based on the most powerful, aligned version of you. If you are looking for your quantum leap, then this is the podcast for you. So welcome to The Shift Show. You're listening to The Shift Show, and I am so happy you are here. Okay, so in this episode, we are going to talk about why chocolate has everything to do with your business, how you're selling, and maybe the quantity that you are selling. So I want to talk about a mistake that I used to make a lot when it came to selling my offers. And I feel like I've been talking a lot about the mistakes that we used to make. And it's because we used to make a lot of mistakes. And I've learned a lot of things over the past 11 years. So why not use this to your advantage? So if you're listening, I would love for you to take a screenshot of the episode, tag me on Instagram at Nicole Culver, and tell me what your biggest takeaway was from this episode, because I always love hearing from you. So let's talk about one of these mistakes. And the mistake that I used to make was, like, this is a mistake that comes obviously from like a really, really good place, because I have a big heart. And here's the other thing. I know I can help people with a lot of different things because I've been marketing my business for over 11 years. And if you take into account before I quit my teaching job, when I had a blog, it's even longer. And I've made a lot of selling mistakes along the way. And that is why I am so freaking lit up and passionate, especially about helping women learn how to sell what they do, because the more money good women have in their hands, the more good they're going to do with it, the more they're going to serve their families and their communities and just use money in really good ways. So I get really passionate because the people I work with and the clients I work with literally want to do good in the world. And it's my job to help them learn how to sell better and how to have the confidence so they put themselves out there to sell to more people. So one of the mistakes I used to make, and we're going to talk about chocolate because it's kind of like when you have one of those like strong chocolate cravings. I don't know if you've had this, but I know that I have. And it's like all you want is chocolate. And I think about it in terms of like, if I were to walk into a candy store and say like, hey, I just want a piece of like really good quality chocolate. And they tried to sell me like this big basket that had all different things in it, where it's like, you know, different types of candy, Jolly Ranchers, Skittles, fruit roll-ups. I don't have that much knowledge of candy anymore, but you get the picture. And maybe there's like one little tiny piece of chocolate in there. And they're like, hey, you could have all of this. You can have all the candy and there's a little bit of chocolate. And you're like, no, like, I just want the chocolate. And then there's another store who, it maybe even if it's a little bit more money, but it's just chocolate, it's just really good chocolate. You want the chocolate. So you're going to buy the chocolate. And here's the mistake now. If you're like, what the heck does chocolate have to do with money? It has everything to do with money, and it has everything to do with your offers, because I used to pack my offers with so much. I would be like throwing in everything because I knew I can help people. I know I can help you with your leads, with your content, with your evergreen system, with your email system, with hiring. I know I can help you with all of that. But here's the thing. My people are just coming for the chocolate. But I'm trying to give them so much. And I have this very important view and very important hypothesis, I should say, that the more you're putting into your offer and the more you're packing into your offer, the less it's selling right now. And the more you're just willing to give people the thing that they want help with, to be so clear and direct and to be like, hey, I have chocolate. Do you want chocolate? And in my case, it's like, hey, I help you set up a evergreen sales system. Do you want that? And people are like, yes, I do want that. Now you're listening to my podcast, so it's kind of meta, but I'm gonna be honest with you. If you join our program, like, we surprise and delight the heck out of you. There is a lot on the inside that I don't tell people about when they sign up, because I don't want to overwhelm. And I just want you to know, like, our goal is to get you set up with your evergreen sales system and get your first sales within 14 to 21 days. That's my goal. Like, if I can get you set up and get your first sale within 14 to 21 days, then I know, like, that is the result I want for you, because I know if I can help you do that, you are going to be so pumped to go through and stay in the rest of our program that I can surprise and delight the heck out of you on the back end. But here's the thing, is like, on the front end, when I make you the offer, when I show you, when I give you the opportunity to join us, inside the 7 to 7, I'm only talking about the chocolate. I'm only talking about the thing that you want. Because otherwise, you're just you, people, your people. If you're doing this too, it's too overwhelming. And what I'm noticing now is that people want what they want, and they want help with what they want, and they want to know that they're really going to get a result. So my big-hearted people, if you're anything like me, where you're like, I know I can help you with so much, you really have to figure out, what do your people value? What is the thing that they want? And just be willing to give them that and stick to that. And here's the thing, like, you have to be able to get them a result. You have to be able to get them a transformation. I think that there's going to be a lot of change right now for people who make these big promises who can't back it up. I think that there's a lot changing now. And I know, like, what we do inside the 7 to 7 is freaking, like, amazing. And I know, actually, like, you get one-to-one calls with our program. And it's really interesting, because most people who join our program have never actually sat down one-to-one with a marketing expert. And that's the difference. Like, when we get on the phone with people and they're like, hey, I'm shopping around for coaches, the first thing we say to them is, we're not coaches, we're marketers. Now, of course I'm a coach. Of course I have my certification as a master NLP trainer. Of course I do, but I'm a marketer first. Those things enhance what I do. They are not the main focus of what I do, because if I can't help you with marketing skills and the marketing foundations, then what good is it if I can coach you if you don't know how to market your offer? So anyway, this went on a whole huge tangent, but I'm really fired up right now about these things, because we have people coming to us often who are like, hey, I just worked with a coach and I'm looking for another one. And I'm like, we're not coaches. We are marketers. So anyway, here's what I want you to do. If your offer is really big and you're presenting your entire offer to your person, and it's not converting the way you want it to, if it's not bringing in the sales that you want it to, I want you to really look at it and say, like, what do my people value right now? How can I actually trim down my offer so I can just make it clear that it's about that thing? And how can I be so sure I get them one quick win after they enroll? Go work on that. And if you want to see if you are a fit inside the 7 to 7, then just send me a DM on Instagram and just say 7 to 7, and I will personally send you the application. So let me know, like, did this analogy hit? Because it came to me this morning, and I would love to hear from you. And, you know, when you want chocolate, you want chocolate. So let's do the same thing for our people, and let's just give them the thing they want. All right. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Shift Show. It would mean so much to me if you would leave us a rating and review in your app, and if you would screenshot this episode, share it with a friend, and tag me at Nicole Culver on Instagram. Be sure to check out the show notes. I've included all important notes and links right there, including how you can get our latest free download that is exactly how to quantum leap your business. Make sure you reach out, connect with me, and I can't wait to get to know you better. And I'll see you on the next episode.